universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Last week, my wife said on the day off that we had on the weekend, let's go over to this farm I saw posted on Facebook. They are selling daylilies, 3 for $10. I said, is that a good price? Absolutely, she said. And they have all different colors and styles. She loves the yellow and the blue, kind of, that's her scheme. Yellow, blue, or dark blue, or purple. And, okay, it gave me time to be with her, and I figured, hey, I might get a lunch out of this, too. And I did, by the way, when we were done at the farm that we went to. We stopped at a place called Smoke and Fire. Ooh, was that ever good. I'm sorry, off back to my story. And so we went to this farm, and she walked up. We both walked up and down the rows and looking at the daylilies, and then she finally saw one. And, of course, I had my little spade shovel in hand ready to go. And she said, this one. I said, shall I start digging? And she said, yep. And so I started to bend over, and then this very nice gal came over and said, oh, may I dig for you? She was there, a helper for the farm. And I said, by all means, I'd rather have her do it than me. And as she dug up the plant dead one, she said, oh, look at this one is already to break into about three you're going to get out of this. out of this one plant. So we actually got more for the price than what we were expecting. After she left, I asked Deb about this. Daylilies, did they break up? She said, yeah. When you plant them, the plant grows, and it sends shoots off the roots, and they start another plant, and that's how they grow, and they multiply. Oh, and she also mentioned to me the reason they're called daylilies is because when the flower blooms, it blooms for only one day and then dies. But there's always these blooms throughout, and when they open up, they're beautiful, but then just that one day. I asked her then, so when you plant this, you'll eventually get more plants. She said, absolutely, and then you dig them up, and you separate them, and you put in more. And I said, so you actually grow a field of daylilies. She said, exactly. And it'll take over so the weeds don't get in control. I said, oh, the weeds. Because there are some of those that just grow wild and crazy, especially in her grove area that she has in the back of the yard. She's actually planted ivy there. And ivy has a way of planting down new roots and growing and choking out the weeds. Well, all of this talk and how they split, divide, take over, and conquer in a way, reminded me of a parable that Jesus said. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who went out and planted good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, the enemy came and planted bad seed, which then grew up among the good seed. The servants came to the master and said, sir, didn't you plant good seed? But we see bad seed growing here. Should we go pull it out? The weeds? And the master said, no. Let them grow together, lest in pulling up the weed you pull out the wheat as well. It's a known thing. I had to do a little look on this once a long time ago. It's called bearded darnel. It's a weed, but in its early stages looks exactly like wheat. You can't tell which is weed or wheat until the wheat starts producing its head of grains. And then the darnel, this bearded darnel, produces something else, and you can't mix them together. If you harvest them and have this bearded darnel be part of the flower, it's toxic and it can kill you. So that's why the servants wanted to get it out right away, but the master was very understanding that you don't do that because they've grown together for so long, their roots are intertwined, that you pull up one, you pull up the other. So it's not like the weeds we have in the backyard that kind of push out, or the daylilies that can push out weeds. These intertwine and grew together. Well, Jesus told this parable for an interest. Oh, and he said, I'm sorry, the parable has to finish. But when you're ready to harvest the wheat, first gather up the weeds, bundle them up, and throw them into the fire. Then bring the wheat into my barn. So the separation happens at the end. Jesus was saying this because I have a feeling he was being pushed by his disciples. Hey, you're being bullied by these Pharisees. Why don't you take care of this bad, evil stuff? And he also had a run of a couple times from Herod before finally the Pharisees did catch him, nailed him to a cross after a joke of a trial that convicted him for death. It was a ramrod right on through. And the disciples are saying, get rid of this evil, get rid of it. You know, even James and John even said once, shall I pull down thunder, call down thunder from heaven to wipe out these people? And Jesus said, no, leave them go together. And his point was, weeds and wheat grow together and intertwine. And he was referring to us. If you try to get out the evil in the world, you're going to take out good things too. So one of the points I got from this parable is God plants seeds, the devil plants seeds. God gives goodness, and the devil gives badness. And that's part of life until the end. And Jesus in his coming didn't change that. No, in fact, he was part of that, caught up in the evil, killed himself. But he used that for our redemption, our salvation. He's kind of like that lone stalk of wheat growing up among the weeds. He was choked out, thrown aside, but he came back alive. He grew again. And we who trust and believe, we then are like those good stalks of wheat. Again, the parable speaks about good and bad in the midst of the world. The devil, he's continually out there, always trying to plant seeds of evil and badness, and that includes in you and me too. Good thing, actually, Jesus doesn't wipe out all the evil, because he only wipe out me. I have bad thoughts occasionally. I say things I don't want to say, and I regret later on. But God plants goodness in me and helps more and more for the goodness to grow, and it chokes out the bad. I'd like to suggest from this and my episode with the daylilies that our prayer be, God, plant goodness in my life and let the goodness wipe out the bad. Did you join me? Thank you, Jesus, that you who were good, perfect in every way, died in our place, and you promise us hope for eternity, and that you plant good seed in our lives now. And so, Lord, continue to plant goodness so that it will choke out the bad. That in our doing good and kind things, loving things, we'll make our world better, but that will also be that reflection of you for the world. In any way possible, little or big, small or large, with family, friends, or even the garbage man who comes and picks up the garbage. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. By the way, after all, garbage men need smiles and a wave, too. Please write me with any thoughts of good seed, bad seed, any planting stories. I am just a city boy at heart and actually an experience. I mean, my dad had a garden, but urban gardens aren't quite like this parable or other things, and you, many, I bet, were farmers. I'd love to hear from you. Write me at Dave, D-A-V-E, dot Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.